بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، كشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته لهم الدين. Purification. Found out Muslim ask the questions of the purification. الطهارة, which call it by Arabic language الطهارة. To purify yourself, we have two different meaning in tahara, in purification. Tahara tul qalbi wal jawarih, to purify your hearts and all your parts from the shirk and the bid'ah. When you meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala all the time, you stand up for the salah, you have to purify your heart from all the shirk, to join partner of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To believe somebody can give you benefits, to believe somebody can cause harm for you without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to purify yourself from all the kind of shirk and all the kind of bid'ah. We ask Allah to purify all our hearts, inshaAllah ta'ala, and we came up from Ramadan, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Allah purify all our hearts by fasting, by qiyamul layl, by the salah, by the sadaqah, by the zakah, by the dua. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we need to continue the same way like that, to purify your heart all the time from all kind of shirk. Number two, taharatu al-badan wal-a'da, to purify all your parts from the impurification, which had carried two meaning. Tahara min al-hadath al-azghar wal-hadath al-akbar, to purify yourself from the hadath asghar, that mean no wudu, to purify yourself from when you come to the salah, you go and you purify yourself from by wudu from a hadath al-azghar, the small hadath. And number two, to purify yourself from hadath al-akbar, and to purify your parts and your body from the big hadas, which is called in purification from the semen, and the woman from the menses and after birth. And the first hadas need from us to go to purify our parts from the hadas al-asghar, which without wudu. If you will be without wudu, in order to be pure, you go and you renew your wudu. After you make sure that your parts, your private parts are clean. So most of us sometimes, when I come to the salah and I pray and I found my clothes is not clean, from either some gas, from some urine, be careful about that. Because at-tahara muftah al-wudu, the key for the wudu, to make yourself pure first, to clean your parts, your private parts, from anything which is like urine or gas or some like a stool or anything like that. You must clean yourself before you perform your wudu. If there is a dry gas only came from you, you don't need to go and clean your private parts. You don't need it. You clean your private parts only in the front and the back if it will be attached from any kind of urine or any kind from stool or remaining of the stools. Muslim should go and clean himself, and also your body must be clean. Must be clean, inshaAllah ta'ala. طيب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في البخاري ومسلم وأبو داود عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه وأرضاه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد يتوضأ فيسبغ الوضوء. If any one of you came and renew his wudu and he perform a good wudu, perfect wudu, sometimes I need to catch the imam and I see the brother, they go and they perform wudu fast without touching the right parts in your body. For example, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he mentioned to wash, you wash your face, we find the Muslim came with the water and he just dropped it over his face. Make sure when you wash your face, you go on all the way, all your face up to the back of your ear, and to cover your chin, your chin, or to go with your fingers through the beards to let you khalli lil wudu. That's mean to go through all until the water touch your skin, not touch only the beard, touch your skin. So you wash, you make a slow sure to take full hand of the water and to wash your face 3 times, and minimum 1 time it's fine too, but the sunnah say 3. And you wash it and you make a sure to bring the water from the back of your ear and to go through your beard and to wash it, to make a sure that the water reach your skin, not only the hair. Ya Sheikh Ali, some people they just go and touch the hair. La, must go and let the water touch the skin of your face. That is the correct wudu. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayah from the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Surah Al-Ma'idah, فَاخْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ. Make sure when you wash your hand, the water should be up to the elbow. Allah, He made a condition. Up to al-marafiq. Marafiq mean the elbow. The elbow must be covered by water. The right hand first and the left hand after that. That is the correct wudu, inshaAllah ta'ala. And when you wipe over your face, you don't wash your, head. You don't wash your head. You wipe over the head. And when you go, make sure your fingers touch the skin of your head, not over the hair. Some people, some of us, especially the sister, sometimes she has a heavy hair. The brother sometimes he has a style and a very long hair. And then when he wipe over the head, he wipe over the hair. No, the condition is to wipe over the hair, and your fingers must go and touch the skin of your head from the top. And the sunnah, are they a sunnah? It is from the Prophet ﷺ, the most authentic, to take it, wipe, to make your hand wet. You don't take carry full of water, to make it wet. And you go from the top all the way to the bottom and you bring it back. That is the most authentic. But Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said in his fatawa also, when Allah he mentioned, and فَمْسَحُوا وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ, and wipe over your head. So he said Allah did not tell us up to what? One quarter, one third, half, the whole. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said even you could go up to the third, or up to the third at the top of your hair. From the top, you don't need to go. But the most authentic from the majority of the ulama, to go all the way up to the end of the hair and then you bring it back. That is the most authentic from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and most of the sahaba. Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam. Therefore, the Prophet said, ما منكم من أحد, any one of you, perform the right wudu, the perfect wudu, the correct wudu, and make sure when you wash your feet, you must wash also the ankles, because Allah He made it also condition. وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ, إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. كَعْبَيْنِ, it's mean some people they thought the heel. لا, كَعْبَيْنِ in the Arabic language, the two bones in the two sides of your feet must be covered by the water. Must be covered by the water, inshallah, in order to have a valid and a correct wudu. So the Prophet ﷺ say, any one of you perform the correct wudu, the perfect wudu, asbagh al-wudu. Asbagh, meaning he perfectly, he made a perfect wudu. ثم يقول, after he make the wudu, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. What happened if you do that? If you perform it correct wudu, And you say it after you finish your wudu. Not in the bathroom. If you have any toilet in the bathroom, you cannot mention the name of Allah after you come out from the bathroom. If this place has a toilet, if this place has no toilet, only prepare it for wudu. You could say the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Don't mention the name of Allah in the bathroom, ya akhi. Some people, they still follow the fiqh of the grandmother, the fiqh of the grandfather. When they enter the wudu, he has to mention the name of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I intended to make wudu in the Masjid Manhattan, in the bathroom, which is located in why all of this? And he said, Allahumma bayyid wajhi bima al-jannah, or make my face by the light of al-jannah. Who told you to do that? There's nothing in the hadith. The Prophet, he never did that. The Sahaba never did that. Oh Allah, save my feet from the hellfire. Who told you to do that? There's nothing. That is the fiqh of the grandmother, which she never have any education Islamically or Sharia. So you just enter the bathroom, don't say anything at all. Don't say anything. The sunnah only clear it for us. When I enter the bathroom, I enter by the left, and I said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. The female of the shaitan and the male of the shaitan. That's it. But after you performed your completed wudu and you come out from the bathroom, what did you say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. If you say that, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, futihat lahu abwab al-jannah thamaniya. Allah will open the 8 gates of al-jannah. Ayyuhuma يدخل منها ما يدخل من أيهما يدخل من يشاء فيها يدخل من يشاء فيها. Whoever need to choose the highest level of al-jannah, Allah will give him this chance in the day of the judgment. If you all your life you perform a good wudu, be careful about that. We have the question the people ask, ya Sheikh, I'm taking shower, is the shower enough for me to have a complete wudu? If I go under the shower without going off one after one in wudu, we know the wudu has to be in order. The wudu, you cannot, for example, you wash, you wipe over your head before your two hands. You cannot do that. The wudu is conditioned, must go according to the sunnah, the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us how you start your wudu and how you end your wudu. Don't go one before one. Whoever gonna bring one purposely before the first one, he will be in violation. His wudu is not valid. He must renew his wudu from the beginning. Be careful about that. But the question, is that enough, ya Sheikh Muhammad? Ya Sheikh Muhammad, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Sheikh Muhammad is gone. Is that enough to go under the shower and I have complete wudu? I just enter and I put all my body under the shower, and I don't go according one by one from the beginning to the last, and I just drop the water over my head. It is that enough? La ya akhi. The sunnah, as-sahiha, your messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at your sunnah. The first, in order to answer this question, you tell me, what is the messenger who used to do that? How he used to do it? The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he was meeting one of his wife, what did he do? First, he came and he sat down in the bathroom, and he washed the parts, his private parts. Don't wash your private part by your right hand, ya Sheikh Muhammad. You wash your private part by the left one. The front and the back, all the time in your life. And after he used to wash it, he go right away and he make wudu. 2 riwayah. One from Aisha and one from Maymuna, radiallahu anhuma, both of the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha, she said this story. When he used to purify himself and go after he met his wife, when he went to Al-Khala, it's mean the bathroom, he go by his left hand and he wash his private part first to clean it by water. Then after that, he stand up to make complete wudu before the shower. Complete wudu before the shower. He wash all the parts of al-wudu and wipe over the head. All right. Now, after he did that, he went and he dropped the water over him and he make clean the part of al-wudu for the second time. He make the part of al-wudu in the second time. That mean he wash. He used to go by your hand, and he wash his head very well from all this dirty stuff. And then after that, he washed the parts of al-wudu the second time after he completed his wudu before the shower. You got it, inshallah? That is the Prophet. And the sunnah, if you want to drop the water and you wash your right side from the top to the bottom. And then after that, you wash your left side from the top to the bottom. That is the authentic from the Prophet. Maymuna radiallahu anha ardaha, she said a different. Also, she said he used to describe, he used to come and clean his private part by water. And after he do that, he went inside the shower. And while he's in the shower, he washed the parts of al-wudu one by one. And then after that, he dropped the water over all his body. That is the authentic, inshallah. That meaning to answer my question in the beginning. Is that enough to go and put myself under the shower without going one by one to clean the parts of al-wudu? The answer, don't do that. Some of the ulama, they said yes, with intention to put it actually in the later generation of the Hanafi school. But Abu Hanifa never said that. Rahimahullah. Tayyib. Come to the water, to part of purification. We have two things I need to mention it. Al-mazi. What's mazi is? You know, we have three things to make the Muslim impure. And he need to clean himself. Either with full ghusl or to wash only the private parts. If anyone by dreaming and you wake up and you find yourself wet, that is conditioned to go and to take a full shower because there is a Simmons came back. We don't embarrass from our deen. Some of the viewers, some of the brothers here, they came to me, "Ya Sheikh, don't speak about this topic because it's embarrassing." Subhanallah, if we don't speak about that, how are we going to learn? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cleared for all of us. We don't embarrass from our deen. We don't have a shame from our deen. Without mentioning this, you're never going to learn. That's why you find hundreds of Muslims, thousands of Muslims, they stay all their life, do the mistake and wrong because they get embarrassed to what? To ask. I'm going to tell you something here. So we know any Muslim wake up, it's possible for young, for old, for male and female to wake up with. Is the woman also, she got dream also and she woke up with? Yes. I'm going to show you a hadith here from inshallah ta'ala one of the companion female. Umm Salim radiallahu anha arda. But let's we talk about this. Male or female, young or old, wake up and found himself wet. He must go and take a shower. And we clear it in Ramadan. Because a lot of people, they ask him in Ramadan, he was sleeping during the daytime while he was fasting. And when he wake up, he found himself wet. He said, "Ya Sheikh, what can I do?" He said, "Nothing. Your fasting is valid. Just go and take a shower." Taib. Second thing, inshallah ta'ala, for male and female, both of them, they must take a shower. Second thing, call it madhi. What's madhi is? Some of us, especially we live in this society, sometimes actually you find a naked back home in our countries, the women are respectable. They exactly, when they walk in the street, they are respectable. But here, we have what? We have what? Short, naked chest, naked so and so, especially in the summertime. Some of the Muslims, especially those who are young, out of control, when they look for picture like that, what happened? ينتصب العضو. The عضو is a private part, will be changed to exactly to stand up. So when he do that, actually, without any control, some of a yellow water came from him. And the sticky also. The semen, that's the difference between the semen and the mazi. The semen are very white for male, very white and heavy. Very pure white and heavy. But the second degree after that, call it mazi. How do you call it, Sheikh? مزي ميم ذال ياء مذي. What is that mean? It is the least degree than the Simmons. When the person saw a magazine, he sat down and he opened the TV, he found somebody, actually, and they call it acting. This is acting. A man, he sleep over the woman and they so call it acting. MashaAllah, and they are Muslim. You understand? SubhanAllah. And the woman sitting actually in the bed with a naked clothes in the same bed with the man, and she said, we are acting. This is professional, and they give them the Oscar. So what happened is, after that, you may find a picture like this in a TV, in a magazine, in the internet. So automatically, without any control, male and female, there is a light lighter than the mani, than the sperm, lighter and the yellow. It came from the male and female. What I have to do? Can I run to the bathroom, Sheikh Ali, and take a full shower? La. You don't do that. You don't make full ghusl. What you should do? Go and take clean around your private parts and clean your underwear. Then after that, go and renew your wudu. And what is the evidence of that? Sheikh Mustafa, you're going to create deen? La, ya akhi. Ali radiallahu anhu arda. And who's Ali? Look at the hadith in al-Bukhari wa Muslim wa Abu Dawood. An Ali wal Miqdad رضي الله عنهما. علي كامي سي قال كنت رجل مذيا أو مذيا لا مذيا في اللغة في اللغة في البخاري البخاري سيد مذيا. And then after that I get embarrassed to ask the messenger of Allah, look علي, لمكانة ابنته عندي, because the value of Fatima was me. So I get embarrassed. I am his son-in-law. And I get embarrassed to ask the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. So I called Al-Miqdad. Al-Miqdad ibn Amr. رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. One of the great heroes in Islam. قال يا مقداد, go ask the Prophet. Tell him if a man has a mazi. Mazi, it's mean this light which come without touching the woman completely or without meeting the woman, is something actually when he has some people like this are losing
naturally from
Allah Ta'ala. But he said, go and ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then al-Miqdad, he went and asked the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam قال لا غسل, هل علي من غسل, is there anything over me to go and take a غسل. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he answered, لا اغسل ذكرك. What's mean اغسل ذكرك شيخ? Wash your what? Your private part. And the case will be finished. The second hadith, Umm Salim. قالت سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن احتلام المرأة. I asked the messenger of Allah about, is the woman also got dream and she woke up with? The woman. فقالت سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I asked the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I asked him. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, قلت يا رسول الله, إن الله لا يستحي من الحق. Allah, he is not ashamed from the truth, from the right. Allah never be ashamed from the truth. And then she said, فهل على المرأة أن تغتسل إذا هي احتلمت? Is there any condition or any obligation over or upon the woman if she woke up wet? Because she got a dream, is woman also can do that? Or also she face that? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, نعم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, yes. إذا رأت الماء. The condition, if she wake up and she look and she search and she check herself, Sheikh Ali, and she find herself what?
Wet.
إذا رأت الماء, if she saw the water. إذا رأت الماء, the woman could figure that. إن شاء الله تعالى. إذا رأت الماء. فغطت رأسها, and أم سليم, she took the حجاب and she covered her face, and she said, you know, وقالت فضحت النساء. What happened? She said what? She said a word. Allah, subhanallah, فضحت النساء, it means the women are shamed or get shamed or embarrassed. Even the woman, she got dream also and she became wet. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, yes. صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, أو تحتلم المرأة. She asked him, يا رسول الله, even the woman, she got dream and she became wet. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, دربت يداك, your hand exactly is full of by gold. That means it's a perfect witchens. وهل دربت يداك, فبما يشبهها الولد. How is that child will looks like her? How is that child looks like her? Subhanallah. From this meaning, I will tell you the word, the child, how that child looks like the father and the mother. From a story between the Prophet ﷺ and the Yahud, when they came and asked him about the water of the man, how it looks like, and the water of the woman, how it looks like. They ask the professor of this ummah, the one has been graduated from Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and he said, if the man come first before his wife, how is that child looks like who? And if the woman, she come first before the man, how that child will come to who? If you need to see this story, you are appointed to see me tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, to tell you about this story, inshallah, between the Prophet and the group of Yahud. When they examined him, he is a true prophet or not, and we'll see the answer, and we'll continue this part of purification. I ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to teach all of us.